We're talking in studio with Miranda Davidson. She is here with me, and my co-host on this morning's program is Tom Garo. We're talking about the serious business of comedy.
I am really happy to have on air from Los Angeles, California today, Mr. Ronnie Covell, who is a good friend and comedian.
Very good morning to you, Ronnie.
Hello. Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Very well. Really, really well. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, we've heard through the Miranda Davidson grapevine that you're going to be coming here to Dubai to give some instruction on what it is to be a comedian. What does it take to be a comedian?
What does it take? Surprisingly, it takes a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication. A lot of people think, you know, stand-up comedy, you just get up on stage and say whatever's on your mind, which, you know, sometimes is the case, but a lot of times it takes a lot of preparation. You have to write out the jokes, figure out exactly what makes them funny, try them and try them again. It almost becomes very scientific, you know, and figuring out what styles work for you. You know, it's a long process, but what I'm doing is I'm offering a comedy course which kind of gives you the basics. We kind of teach you, you know, go through a routine, and you actually get to perform that routine, you know, a short routine, something that's manageable, and, you know, get a taste for it.
Ronnie, do you find being funny all the time for work makes you less inclined to be funny in the rest of your life?
Well, I don't know if it's hard. I think the hard part is people expect you to be funny all the time. That's the hard part. You know, I definitely have to be funny when I'm on stage, but sometimes, you know, in life you just want to be either more serious or more reserved, and people are like, hey, make a joke. You're like, yeah, I just want to watch TV.
I was going to say, because there's almost no bigger cliche, right, than the stand-up comedian who's kind of this angry, depressed, sort of furious hermit-like man in his spare time, right?
Yeah, you know, it is a cliche. I mean, because, you know, we have comics that come in all shapes and sizes and all emotional dispositions, you know. But, I you know, there is something to be said about when you're performing in front of, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 people and in front of the big lights and everyone's loving you, and then you kind of go off and you're just a regular person again. You know, I mean, some people do experience a little bit of lows after that, but it's like any other high, you know.
And do you think you're funny? I mean, as a guy, do you think you're funny because you needed to make people laugh for a reason when you were young, or there's something behind your funniness, like a motivation to it? Most of the people I know who tend to be hilarious also tend to be hilarious for one of a number of reasons. Why do you think it is that you're a funny guy?
You know, I think I'm funny just because my family was funny and all my friends were really funny. I mean, especially in college, you know, I tend to think I was probably the least funny out of all my friends, but they decided to go into corporate America and do, you know, other things. But, you know, for me, I always enjoyed the attention. I always enjoyed the writing process and, you know, the joy of making someone laugh. So, you know, it's partially, you know, because I like hearing people laugh, but it's also partially because I'm selfish and I love the attention. I think you'll find that in a lot of comedians.
And was it the same from when you were quite young, or is it a recent thing?
No, you know what? I was always funny, but sort of in a much more reserved kind of shockingly, you know, say something that's a little bit funny and people are like, where did that come from? But then once I got to college and started to become a little more outgoing, then, you know, is when I started really doing stand-up.
You're not only a stand-up, but you did earn your MBA from the University of Miami, and you do lecture in colleges throughout the U.S. Do you think that comedy plays a big part in getting the attention of, say, the more mundane topics, if you can just throw in the odd gag?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my lectures, my popular lecture is called Networking, How to Avoid Really Hard Work. And, you know, the thing that I realized is people tend to pay more attention when you're funny, and they tend to remember the lessons that you teach them if it's related to something that made them laugh or an anecdote that, you know, is a lot more enjoyable than just the mundane chart or graph or bullet points. So, you know, comedy is a great way to get a message across. I mean, especially, you know, political messages or any specific feelings that you have, you know, if you're able to make light of it and show people why it's so ridiculous, then, you know, they're more likely to agree with you than just trying to hammer them with facts and, you know, and numbers.
Ronnie, I've got a question for you. It's Miranda. I'm wondering, when you do jokes, and I've seen you perform quite a bit, do you think about when you're writing jokes, what's the influence or what is the message you're trying to get across? Are they just jokes to be funny, or is there a purpose behind them?
It depends. Sometimes they're just things that I find funny. Sometimes, you know, with comedy, a big thing is write about stuff you love or stuff you hate. Because either way, you're going to be passionate about it, and the humor comes from the passion, you know? You don't find a lot of indifferent comedians. So, you know, I wouldn't say necessarily that every joke I do, I'm trying to relay a message. Sometimes there are, but sometimes it's just, you know, pointing out something funny in our lives.
Am I right in thinking, you know, when I think of, like, the sort of archetypal comedians of different kind of generations, it feels to me like maybe, you know, like the late 80s, early 90s comedy archetype was kind of like the Bill Hicks kind of angry man ranting about, you know, the kind of crazy world we live in, sort of I'm furious and I'm not going to be quiet about it kind of thing. And if I was going to think of, like, what the last decade's kind of archetype has been, it's been more like the Russell Peters, like my crazy ethnic family comedians have seemed to have been kind of in ascendancy. Would you say that's about right?
You know, I mean, I guess there has been a rise, especially, you know, with more ethnic comics as people want to, you know, try out different styles of comedy. I don't think by any stretch of the imagination the angry comedian or, you know, the one-line comedian is a thing of the past. I mean, you know, you still get the Lewis Blacks, you know, who rant and rave, you know, but you have the people like Seinfeld, you know, who are very... you know, observational. You have people like Chris Rock who are very much trying to get a message across. So, you know, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about comedy is everyone has their own style and you find your niche audience. You know, sometimes not everyone wants to hear the ranting or complaining, and sometimes not everyone wants to hear all the ethnic jokes. You know, I mean, sometimes we'll do a show with like 5 or 6 comics here in Los Angeles, and 4 or 5 of them will all be doing My Mother Talks Funny, and the audience gets bored. So it's nice to have that variation. So I don't think that there's, you know, necessarily one style, but I mean, I can definitely say that, you know, there was a period of time where almost sort of like the single camera Larry David / Ricky Gervais style comedy and television was more popular.
Yeah,
And
do you think here in the UAE, where you've got sort of like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of ethnicities living side by side, and you've got huge populations of, especially from the Arab world and the sort of subcontinent, do you think that kind of ethnic comedy would work, or does work, from your experience as well as it does in America, maybe, or in other places? Like, you know, the kind of poking fun at your own background or even at other backgrounds.
I think it works really well in the Middle East. You know, there's been a huge surge in comedy over the last few years, just because especially in the Arab world, they haven't heard their point of view, you know, talked about as much. You know, it's always been watching Comedy Central, watching the American comics, or watching comics from other ethnicities. So having someone speak about the issues, even if they're not serious, you know, it doesn't have to be political or religious or anything like that, but just the daily life, you know, is really intriguing to them. But I think as comedy matures in the region, you're going to have this, you know, appetite for a lot of different types of comedy. But, yeah, you know, when you have all these nationalities and people are actually aware of each other's nationalities and their cultural habits, it's a lot easier to laugh at it. You know, unfortunately, one thing with America is a lot of people don't travel. So, you know, you can't just make a joke about, you know, a different culture because people won't understand it. So you have to sit there and spoon feed it to them, and sometimes that doesn't make the joke as funny.
Ronnie, I've got a question. Do you face any challenges in the Middle East about people questioning maybe your loyalty to the Middle East as far as you're offensive when you say things? What kind of backlash do you deal with, or do you deal with a backlash based on some of your jokes here in the Middle East?
You know, I mean, I think I get it everywhere I go. As a comedian, you're never going to make everyone 100% happy, and, you know, you just do what you think is funny and try to find your audience. But, you know, I mean, I've had times where I've been doing interviews and, you know, people are saying, you know, is the U.S. government paying you to come here and spread, you know, your Western ideas, you know, or I'll be performing in the United States and people say, you know, like, are you, you know, trying to say that you're supporting the terrorists and things like that. I mean, there's always people who are ignorant and ask, you know, these ridiculous types of questions.
Ronnie, you. I mean, who are you supporting, the terrorists or the U.S. government?
And there we go.
Well, it's one or the other, right? I mean, just answer the question, right?
It's got to be one or the other. There's no gray in life.
Ronnie, so when are you going to be joining us here in Dubai?
I'm going to be coming in either late November or early December. I believe our comedy workshop is December 1st through the 8th.
Yes, that's when you'll have to be working, by the way, the 1st through the 8th. You can come whenever you want.
Okay, yeah.
And when you go, you know,
I just hop on a plane. Miranda puts me on a plane, I come over, and that's the way it works.
Ronnie, my beck and call boy. I think that should be your new title. Get on a plane,
like
Ronnie.
This.
Come on.
We look forward to having you here in Dubai in the coming weeks to give these courses on what it is to be a comedian. I'm sure that there'll be quite a bit of interest for people wanting to know what it takes to actually be able to pull off good comedy. So we do appreciate you being able to join us on this morning's program, and look forward to having you here in Dubai soon.
Fantastic. Thank
Take
you very
care.
Much.
Thanks a lot, Ronnie.
Cheers, Ronnie.
Take
have
care
a good
of
night.
Yourself. Bye now.
Bye.